Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Nun Beis Chulin 52. And today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara is discussing the law with, as it relates to a fowl that was nefuah, that the bird fell against something that was very hard, and as a result of it falling against that thing, we have to be concerned that the bird has become a trefa because its organs or its limbs have become damaged. So says back on the Gemara Nun Al from the Beis, says Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Shmuel, Of Shenechbat al Pnei Amayim, if a bird became struck against the water, then Kivin Sheshat Melo Komaso Dayo, then as long as it then swam the full length of its body, then we say Dayo, it's sufficient to assume that it's not a treifa, it's not a tefuah. Velo Amaron El Amimato Amawa, that's only if it swims upstream, but if it swims downstream, then we have to be concerned that maybe it's just the current of the water that's carrying it. Then the Gemara Nanala from Abayz gives several more examples of what's considered nefuah or not. It comes to the top of our Gemara, Nun Beis Amud Aleph, and the Gemara continues with these examples, and the Gemara says, Chol Hadak Lo Chayshinan, that if the bird fell onto very fine particles of sand, then we don't have to be concerned about nefuah, because the fine particles of sand, they will give. When you land on it, they won't become compacted, they'll give, and so as a result of that, we don't have to be concerned that the bird's organ became affected. But chol hagas, but if it was a very thick and coarse sand where we have to be concerned about pebbles that are inside of it, then we say chayshinan, we are concerned about that. So too the Gemara says, the Gemara continues, avak derachim, that if it is on the dust that is on the road, then we have to be concerned chayshinan, we have to be concerned about nefula. However, Tivna ve'avid bezaga chayshinan, so too if we fell onto to straw that was made from the wheat and the barley, Rashi says, and that was made into a bale, then we have to be concerned because it was compacted. But lo avid bezaga lo chayshinan, but if the straw was not made into a hard item like a bale, then we don't have to be concerned about turning the bird into a nefuah. Chite, continues the Gemara, chite v'kol deminayu chayshinan, if it fell onto chite, which is wheat, or anything that's like wheat, which can mean maybe another type of grain, or maybe something that is hard like wheat, then we have to be concerned that it turns the fowl into nefuah. But sa'are v'kol deminayu lo chayshinan. But if it's barley, and anything like barley, which is relatively soft, then we don't have to be concerned about nefuah. Comes along the Gemara, and Gemara says, kol mine kitnios, anything that is a kitnios, which generally speaking we translate as legume. So anything that is a kitnios, aim by him mishum risuke avarim. We don't have to worry that they're going to crush the limbs or the organs of the animal. Levar min rubia, except for the fenugreek, which is considered to be harder. So too says our Gemara, chimtse, if it is what the Gemara says calls chimtse, which generally speaking is translated by people as peas, but we'll come back to that. Aim bo mishum risuke avarim. That we do not say is considered to be something which causes the limbs of the bird to be ruined. But cheftze, but what we're going to come back to a cheftze, is it's usually translated as chickpeas. Yesh bo mishum risuke avarim. The chickpeas will cause the organs of the animal to become affected and in a bad way. Kala de milsa. So the Gemara says, what is the general principle here? Kol mide de mishrak ein bo mishum risuke avarim. That if this is something when you fall against it, it slips away and it's not hard, that's not going to cause the limbs to be affected. But lo mishruk, but if it doesn't slip, yesh bo mishum risuk avarim, then we do have to be concerned, and so then it's problematic for the animal. So basically we've seen from our Gemara that if the animal will fall upon something which is hard, then it's problematic. But if it will fall on kitnios, which are legumes, then we don't have to be concerned, because since they are separate from each other, they're not going to be compacted together, and with the exception of fenugreek, chutzmi ribya, and that's not going to be a problem. Therefore, in all the other cases of the kitnios, it's not going to be a problem of causing the animal to have risuk evarim. However, the Gemara says, chimtse aimbom ishum risuk evarim, that this chimtse does not have on account of risuk evarim, that with respect to the chimtse, we don't have to be concerned about this risuk evarim. And I said that the chimtse is generally translated as peas. However, the cheftse, the chickpeas, yesh b'misum risukivarm. So Tosos writes about this, that this is the way the girsa is in many of the Sepharim, in many of the books, that is the proper text, and that is Rashi's text also. How, and according to this, we see from here that Tosafot says that chimtzi and chavtzi are not included in the general category of kinyos, of legumes, which we know that Ashkenazim have a practice not to eat on Pesach. And Tosafot writes that really we should say that the name kinyos does include chimtzi and chavtzi, but the Gemara here, when it refers to kinyos, is not referring to what we say when we say kinyos. So the Gemara here is just referring to thin things like lentils and rice and millet. The Aruch writes, his version of the text is kol mine kinyos lo chayshinun levad mi chemtzi vehefzi. That's what the Aruch writes, and according to his interpretation, that this, certainly we see that chemtzi and hefzi are included within the category of kitnios. The Rabbeinu Menoch gives a very interesting explanation of why we don't eat kitnios on Pesach. Rabbeinu Menoch writes in the Sefer HaMenucha, Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, he says that the reason why we don't eat kitnios is not at all related to the fact that they are chametz. He says there's no chametz in them whatsoever. But he says the reason we don't eat it, and he says specifically, They cannot become chametz. And what is the reason that we don't eat these seeds? The reason is because these food items are just specifically not the finest items, and so therefore it's a general practice of not eating them on Pesach. And he says the proof that they can't become chametz is they're called chimtzi because they can't ferment. And so therefore he says, and people have a lot of problems with his explanation, but he says the prohibition of kinyos is not specific to Pesach. It's a general prohibition on holidays that we don't eat these legumes because they're not the nicest forms of food.